V'yotzo le'asikin.
And then complainers came up. Rashi says, Orin lo mishalonu hi. Complainers came, the thought to complain and said, listen, this property, Shimon, you think it's yours, because you bought it from Reuven, nothing doing, it didn't belong to Reuven, it belonged to me. So it depends. Actually, Hechzigbo, if Shimon did not make a chazakah, Mashki, even if he paid money for it already, but if he didn't make a chazakah yet, Yochol Achzaboy, then Shimon has a right to be chazer. Because even though these complainers don't have any proof yet, like Bezin doesn't really listen to them, so it's not really a mekach tois, but still Shimon has a right to say, listen, I didn't make a chazakah yet, I don't want this field. This is a field that's the complaints against it, I don't want it. But Mishechzigbo, let's say Shimon made a chazok, he made a chazok in the karko, then in Yochel Achzibah, he can't retract. My time, or why not? The Yomla, because Reuben has a right to say, Chaisa de Katri, could it's a bag here with nuts in it, Savarta de Kibalta, you accepted it, and that is, you're tough now. In other words, you bought it, it's yours. It's not a Mekach Tois, because his complainers did not win it yet, Pitzaradin. They're only complaining and saying, we have complaints that it's ours, that's all. But Bezin doesn't listen to them. Therefore, the sale is still a good sale, and Shimon can't go back on it. Now the Gemara says, "May must I have a chazaka? At what time is it called a chazaka that the lakeich Shimon cannot be chayzer anymore, can't retract? Mechidayish haMitzri. When he walked around the Mitzri, the boundaries. When he walked around the boundaries, that's like showing ownership over it. That's called a chazaka that you can't retract. Now, v'dafka shloi b'chrei. There's only if you bought it without a guarantee. Alva b'chrei is loy. But if you bought it with a guarantee, then loy." That means Abba Achrayis, then he has the right to be chayzer right away. Since he bought it with Achrayis, if he bought it with a guarantee, so I don't want such a field. If you bought it with Achrayis and a guarantee, it means you want a for sure sale. This is not called for sure, because there are people arguing here that maybe it's theirs, so I have a right to retract. Vika the army, some say, no, afilu b'Achrayis nami, no, even if he has bought it with Achrayis with a guarantee, still, if you made a chazakah on the field, you can't retract. Why? The Omalei. Because the Moichel could say, Ach v'tirchov yeshalom l'cho. Like, show me the shtar that they took it away from you, and then I'll pay you. Whereas I sold it to you with achrayis with a guarantee. The guarantee is that if somebody takes it away from you, then I'll pay you back. But now, so far, nobody took it away from you. They're only complaining, saying it's theirs, but they didn't prove it yet. Bezin didn't listen to them yet. So therefore, since l'maisa, it's not taken away from you yet, the achrayis means nothing. So therefore, if you made the chazakah, it's yours, you can't retract. Rafuna Rama, Rafuna says now, back to the original kasha we had. That the Pasuk says, Meitav. Oh, Rafuna Omar, Oi Kesef Oi Meitav. Rafuna holds that when you go to pay up, you can even pay back either with Kesef or with Meitav. Rashi says, Rafuna Omar, Lakasha Krod Liel, there's no steer in the Tukkim before. That Kesef or Meitav. We had a steer before to pay back Kesef, to pay back from the best. Tochi Korach, what is what Torah means? Oi Kesef Yitim Loi, either pay back with money, Oi Meitav Sadaisa, or else pay back the best of the fields. Why didn't Rav Huna answer this until now? Because we went off the track. I call upon this Rav Huna's pshat. Rav Huna learns that oi kesef, either pay back with money, oi meitav, or else you have to pay back with the best of property. Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman asked the kashya Rav Huna, that's not pshat in the psukim. We dashed before Yoshev l'rabbi shav the kesef afilu subin. We dashed before, no, you have a right, you mazik, when you pay up, you have a right to pay up even shav the kesef. You don't have to pay only money. You can pay the value of money. Afilu subin, even straw. Like Rashi says, the Yatamata Kesef, you say you have to pay back either Kesef, or else the best of the field, and we dash and all that. We dash and when you pay back, you can pay back Shava Kesef, value even Subin. So Mura says, Hokaba Mayastina on the Leslie. True, if he doesn't have money, doesn't have karka, then he can pay back with anything. Fred Gemara, either Leslie Pshita. If he doesn't have, so Pshita, what else should he pay? He doesn't have money, doesn't have karka, of course he can pay anything. So Mura says, no, that's Kedishi's mouth, the same I would have thought to say. Amrin and Lai, we tell him, Zil Torach Zovin, you own Subin, you own straw, you know what you have to do with this straw? Sell it. The isolate Kesef and pay him up with money. Kamash Malon, that's the Chidush of the Pasuk. Yoshev L'Rabba Shav, the Kesef says like this, that in the case where you don't have any money, you only have Subin, so then the Chidush is that we don't tell you you should have to sell it and pay him with money, but then we'll let you pay with anything. But when you have money or you have karka, that's the first sukkim that you have to pay either Kesef or else karka. That's called Meta Sadei Yishalim, that you have to pay from the best of your fields. When you have fields, you have to pay from the best of them. The only other payment you can make is Kesef. But Shava Kesef you can't pay. If you have karka, you can't pay with Shava Kesef. You have to give the best of your karka. The only time you can give Shava Kesef is when you don't have money and you don't have karka, then you can pay up with Shava Kesef. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi says, you should know, Ksofim, Harayan Kakaka. Alright, turn over. Yeah, Amar Ravasi, Ravasi says, Ksofim, Harayan Kakaka. Money has the same halacha like karka, like property. So Gemara says, L'may Hilchasa. What is Ravasi talking about? For which halacha do we say money is the same halacha like property? Elaim, if you want to tell Melinian Metav, that the Torah says if you're a mazik, you have to pay back from the best. So you're telling me now that not only do you have to pay back from the best of your fields, but you can even pay back with money. So Rav Gemara is so, honey, the Rav Huna. That's what Rav Huna said. Even though the pasuk says, Metav Sadeo Yishalim, he dashens, Metav Sadeo means the best of your fields, or money. That money is like karka. Says, so what's Rav Asi be mechadesh? That's Rav Huna's halacha. So the Gemara answers, Ela Radi is saying like this. Ela Rav Asi means to say another Kiddush. Ela Lishnei Achim, two brothers that Yashin their father. Shechoko, they made a chaluka with the Yerusha. For not a lechet karka, one took all the property. The Yechik Sofim, one took all the money. That's the chaluka they made with the Yerusha of their father. Now, Ubo Baal Choyv, and not a karka. The Baal Choyv came and took away the karka from one of the brothers. The Yoz alive, Vishoko Pagla Biksofim Badei. That the locher is that Rav Asi is telling us that the money is like karka, it's as if they both yash and karka, and therefore the Baal Chav comes and takes away from one, so this brother has a right to go to the other brother and say, listen, the Baal Chav of our father took away my share, give me half of your share. So therefore you have to pay him up half of your money. Mar says, treat, of course, what's the Kiddush? Hai bro, v'hai la bro. Like one is a brother and one's not a brother, like they're both sons of the father. I mean, they're both sons of the father. So they're both the Yashin and the father equally, so there's no svara that one brother has to pay up the chayv of the father without the other one. Pshita, they both have to pay up equally. So pshita, the Baal Chayv came, that said, your father owed me money, I'm taking away your money, your fields, that this brother now has a right to go to the other brother and say, give me half. The Mar says, equally, I'm a son, says, for just the opposite. Other rabbi, just the opposite. Leave the geese, I can say, for just the opposite. These two brothers now stay put. The Omalei, because one brother says to the other one, Lohoch ishakli ksofim, you know why I was makba to take from my Yerusha? Only money. The meganvi lo mishtolim liminoch. I know with money to gamble that maybe it can be stolen. And if it's stolen, I'll take the loss. I won't come to complain to you to take from you. And the other one says, Lohoch ishakalta, you know why I or you took the karka? The mitrafa, what do I have to lose by taking karka? Then maybe about chayv will come and collect the karka. And if that happens, loy mishalim nalacha midi minoy. I won't come and collect anything from you. In other words, that was the agreement we made. You take sofim, it's a doubt, maybe you'll get lost. I'll take karka, maybe you'll be taken away. And we're both nichu with this. So as far as other rabbi, if that's the type of a chaluka we made, it's like they made the agreement that we're going to stay this way. I keep the karka with all the risks, and you keep the money with all your risks. So then, other rabbi, Rav Asi's din is not true. So what is Rav Asi talking about? Ella, therefore, we're talking about Lishnei Achim, two brothers, Shechoku. They divided up the father's property. And the Bachov now took away one property from one of the brothers. And what? So then now he comes back to the other brother and tells the brother, give me half. I, the Omer Rav Asi, Chodizim, the Kash Rav Asi said this already. The Yitma, we learned already. Achim, Shechoku, if two brothers divided up Yerusha, they divided up the father's property. Obo Ba'achoyv benot echolko shalechem him. Obo Ba'achoyv comes now and takes the property away from one of them. So what's the halacha? Rav Oma bot lo machlekes. Rav says it's like the chalukah they made is bottle, and we have to do it over again. And the one property that's left now, we have to divide it over again equally between the two of them. Or Shmuel Amavita, Shmuel says no, he's lost. That the one that lost the property lost, and the other one keeps it. Ravasi, Amos, Ravasi say, Noita Reviv, a karka, Reviv, a mois. He takes one quarter of a karka that he keeps, and one quarter of the value of it. So what's the svara? Rav, Amma, Botla, Machlegas. Rav says the Machlegas is Botla, Ksavrach, and Shechok, Kiyoshim, Evi. He says we sell like Yesh Breira, and when the Chaluka is divided up, that's a Din Yerusha. So therefore, the Yerusha is only if you keep it. But if later Baal Chod comes, takes away one property, so that can't be the Yerusha then. So therefore, we have to do it over again. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no viter. The one that lost out. Kesava Kesia holds ain't braver. And therefore the svar is Achim Shachokul Kuchais. When brothers divide up the father's Yerusha, we don't know exactly which portion goes to who. So how do they ever divide it up? It's like a sale. I'm telling you, even if I'm taking your portion, so sell it to me, and I'll sell you my, and you sell me your portion. So it's a sale. And Shloim Achrayas Dom. It's like a sale without Achrayas. Therefore, if you lose it, you lost. That's all.
Ravasi Yamano, Noita Raviya Bakak Raviva Mois. Half of it, a quarter, not a half. A quarter of it you get karka, and the other quarter you only get the value of money. Why? Misafla, does Ravasi have the suffix? E ki yoshim dami, does Yerusha work? Like you say, yesh brera. And the portions that you get is the Paterasi Yerusha, and therefore if one portion is taken away, the other portion has to be divided over again, then I would get 50% of the karka. Oikla kukas dami. Or else maybe, no, I don't deserve any karka. It's only like I sold it to you, but I sold it to you with achrayis. Therefore, I get money back. Hilkach, therefore, neitha reviva karka, reviva moyas. It's a suffix now that I have a right to get. What happened here? There were two fields. Two brothers yashened it. One brother had to pay away his field to the machayit. Now the other brother, if you hold the din of chaluk is Yerusha, so the brother that lost out has a right to take half the field away from the other one. If you hold it's not Yerusha, it's klakukas dummy, so it's like you sold me your portion with a chrayis, so you only have a right to get back the money of half of my field that was taken away. So if so, Valka Sufik, we say like do half and half. Half of it is collected with karkam, and half of it is collected with money. So therefore you get a quarter karkam and a quarter of mois. So if they murder the soul, so what Rav Asi mean to say? Elamai harayin kakarka, what does Rav Asi mean to say that money is like karka? I'll tell you, we have to come out to the first teretz. Linyan Meitav, he meant to say that a mazik has a right to pay up either with karka or else with money. So the question was, Yochi is so hanging the Rav Huna, that's what Rav Huna said, the Torah says, Ein Echonami, Ein Masei, V'cheinam Rav Asi. Rav Asi said the same halacha like Rav Huna, that Kesef has the same halacha like Meitav. Just like the Torah says, if you're a mazik, you have to pay back from Meitav Sadeu, the best of your property, but if you want to, you could also pay back with money. Money has the same halacha like Meitav. That's what Rav Asi means to say. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Huna, Rav Zera's name of Rav Huna, B'mitzvah Achlish, when you go to do a mitzvah, you have to spend a third. For the Gemara Maishlish, what does it mean a third?